Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Holiday shopping is here, and Amazon Live has got you covered. Shop for the perfect gift from the comfort of your home with Amazon Live's shoppable video experience. Discover the hottest products from influencers and shop while you watch. This season, join Candy Burris from Real Housewives in her holiday Amazon Live series, Generation Face Off, where Candy, her mom, Mama Joyce, and daughter Riley share their favorite stocking stuffers and go-to gifts across fashion, beauty, and more. Watch and shop new episodes of Candy's series, Generation Face Off, now by going to Amazon.com/CandyLive. That's Amazon.com/CandyLive. For a limited time, use promo code CandyLive for $5 off an eligible product featured on the first episode of the series. That's K-A-N-D-I-L-I-V-E. Promotion expires on December 25th, 2024. Limited supply of goods. Terms and conditions apply. For full promotion terms and conditions, go to amazon.com/candyterms.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
And welcome, everybody, to this week's exciting episode. In fact, this is a year's exciting episode because our first complete year doing podcasts. Happy anniversary, buddy.
Happy anniversary.
And for this special occasion, we did reach out once again and get in a special guest. You've seen him before, the one, the only, Truman Roswell.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing, Truman? You good?
Truman Roswell. I'm good. Happy Halloween.
Thank you very much, my
Happy
friend.
Halloween to you too, buddy.
And yeah,
so this Halloween was set up by Big Sugar, man. It's all a conspiracy.
Oh, is that right? There's a major conspiracy theory about that. Damn it, we missed a trick. We could have got him to do an entire podcast on the conspiracy theory of Halloween.
Yeah, we'll look into it.
Next year.
Yeah, next year we'll look into it.
We'll look into that. But no, there is a reason why we had you back this week, well, for this episode, Truman, is because we realised that we haven't given you your belt yet. Hmm. Yeah, I expect you're probably wondering where that is, are you?
I am, yeah. I'm wondering where that is. I won that fair and square.
Ah, did you, though? You see, I have it right here.
Oh,
look how shiny it is.
Wow.
What
Isn't
a beauty.
That a nice belt?
Real gold.
It's lovely and gold. Josh, touch it. Feel it.
Cool. You can feel
it. Heavy, isn't it?
You can feel the power, the energy.
I think this will actually give you superhuman powers when you obviously display this and wear it with pride. But first,
I can also feel the energy coming through my screen. But I don't like the way pirate, that you said that
Wow.
You insinuated that that I didn't win that fairly.
Didn't win it fair and square, because when editing it, I realised that there was a caveat in the competition that it was about alien abductions, and as I pointed out, yours wasn't an abduction.
What do you mean?
It was an encounter, not an abduction. So, to set the slate square, we're going to have a rematch, and because it's Halloween, we're going to do spooky stories, hauntings. I know it's not your area of expertise, your conspiracy theory, but in the spirit of Halloween, how do you feel about that?
I feel good about that. I feel like I can defend my title that I won fairly and squarely.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll put the belt out of sight so it doesn't tease you for the entire episode. And, well, okay. Who wants to go first this time?
You know what? I'll go first.
You're going to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to give Truman a run for his money.
I think we're all going to be trying to give Truman a run for his money this time, I think.
So I'm going to kick things off with the Gettysburg hauntings.
Yeah?
I don't know if you know much about Gettysburg. It's the American Civil War. So I'm going to take you back.
Dive into it, Josh.
So I'm going to take you right back to 1863, and Gettysburg in Pennsylvania in the United States is known throughout the world as one of the largest, most expensive, and deadliest battles of the American Civil War. With over 50,000 estimated casualties, the famous Battle of Gettysburg is widely believed to mark the turning point of the war. So the Battle of Gettysburg was over 130 years ago, and it lasted 3 days from July 1st to July 3rd.
Okay.
It was quite the battle.
I would imagine it was, yeah.
And they say that, just like Jay-Z says, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Talking about New York. They say that if you're going to see a ghost, you're going to see it in Gettysburg.
Oh, very haunted.
So there's been numerous reports of ghosts, phantom horsemen, 18th century faces, shadows, and soldiers, even with photos and videos that have been recovered by tourists showing these mysterious souls. Some say the reenactment of the battle, which happens every single year, on the grounds of Gettysburg, has disturbed the spirits, which is why to this day we can still see and hear the lost souls of Gettysburg.
Ah.
Now, the earliest ghost story of Gettysburg is that the soldiers during the battle in 1863 were led to victory by the spirit of George Washington, who had died in 1799 of a throat infection.
Okay.
And I actually didn't know George Washington died of a throat infection.
No, I didn't.
Supposedly, he led the battle there. Now, I've got a collection of a couple of little short stories of Gettysburg.
Okay.
If that makes sense, because
people's first-hand experiences there.
Yeah. Yeah. So Gettysburg is, for a scale, it is acres and acres of land.
Yeah,
so,
it's not like 50,000 acres or something.
Oh,
like
it's
that.
Ridiculous.
It is bigger than that, probably.
It is absolutely huge. So it's not just one little area that's haunted. It's acres and acres.
Right.
So supposedly, the most haunted area of Gettysburg is the orphanage, which was a makeshift hospital for the wounded and dying soldiers.
Yeah,
back in the day.
That makes sense.
And the orphanage headmistress, Rosa J. Carmichael, was also said to have chained and tortured naughty children in the same cellar that the residents and the soldiers were dying in. And even the residents there say that it was like a makeshift dungeon.
Oh.
And what's interesting about this little story is it's haunted by the soldiers that were dying, as well as the orphans that were tortured and died, as well as the headmistress who was in the cellar that died. So there's three supposedly ghosts in the cellar of the orphanage. So triple whammy on that one.
Yeah.
And I've just got a couple of little ones to go through. That's the best one. The second one is Jenny Wade's house. She was the only civilian killed during the Civil War with a stray bullet in the heart when she was standing in her own kitchen doing the washing up.
No.
Which is pretty crazy.
That's some bad luck.
That's some very bad luck, isn't it? And another little tidbit of information here is the Gettysburg Sack Bridge. It's spelled S-A-C-H, but I think it's pronounced sack. So this bridge was used by both sides of the American Civil War. It was used quite a lot. So backward and forward, backward and forward. And there was rumors of traitors amongst each side. And if you got discovered as a traitor, they would hang you from that said bridge. And some say on certain nights, you can still smell cigar smoke and cigarette smoke from a certain ghost called, his nickname was Tennessee. And he used to love cigars and cigarettes. And he was hung from the bridge. So that's all the stories I got for you for Gettysburg. But I have got a couple of little bits of evidence for you.
Okay.
Oh, we like evidence.
So in we do like evidence. So the first bit of evidence goes back to 2013, which is the earliest actual like kind of video I could find.
Right.
And it's two men driving down a road on amongst the battlefield, and there's loads of like old cannons and old kind of war
memorabilia.
Yeah. And they start slowing down and they just start panning across the battlefield, and they see what looks like a kind of smoky white apparition of a soldier come out of the darkness and stand behind one of the cannons and then just walk backwards and go back into the darkness.
Okay.
So that's one video that you
can
see.
Does that
this.
One look like a genuine one to you?
To be honest, I'm on the fence about that one.
Yeah.
It's the kind of video that you can look at and go, it could possibly be edited.
Right.
Because it's very clear. Okay. Whereas compared to the other video, which was 2021, which is
a bit newer, yeah.
A bit newer, the technology's a little bit better. So you'd think this video, for some reason, is a little bit more grainy.
Right.
But it's two tourists, and they're just, same again, they're kind of filming the battlegrounds and just having a look around.
While they're on a holiday or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Having a good old touristy time. And you can see there's like almost like a woods or a kind of opening.
A coppice.
yeah. Whatever that is, yes. It's like an opening of trees. And these white apparitions, again, of soldiers, but they're a bit more translucent. They're not as white, if that makes sense.
Okay.
They're a bit more smoky.
Yeah.
They're kind of caught in a sequence. So they're coming out of the woods, stepping over like a rock, and it's almost like they're doing like a semicircle and then disappearing. And then I think it happens maybe three or four times where it's different soldiers, almost as if they're coming out of the woods.
Kind of like they're marching on parade or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that one's more believable to me than the other one. But you can see both of these videos on YouTube and other social media, TikTok, Instagram, things like that. And I'll just finish with the residents of Gettysburg. They're the ones that claim that it is folklore. It is completely haunted, the most haunted place.
Right.
Covering it up.
Yeah.
And there's been reports of people going there, tourists, and saying, I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything.
Right.
But the residents, they really do believe that this place is haunted. Some of them have reported hearing drums and flutes from the marching bands and things. And the creepiest one from the residents was, as I said, every year they do the reenactment of the battle.
Yeah.
And amongst the chaos of this reenactment and, you know, fake guns going off and things, some of them have seen, not apparitions, but they've seen like a full person. It's almost like they are there, but they've got like twiddly moustaches and the uniform's a little bit different, as if it's more authentic.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And there's a famous there's a famous story of one guy who was loading his fake gun, and he's looking for these bullets, and a moustached man gives him these bullets, and he looks down and says, "These aren't the fake ones, these are real ones." And he looks up, and the man's gone, and he's disappeared.
No way.
Yeah. So that is all I've got on Gettysburg.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, there are some quite compelling stories there and some accounts, I think.
Yeah.
I definitely like the 2021 one with the ghost marching
the
parade.
Marching. Yeah. And you can see these videos on YouTube.
I will probably find a clip and pop it on the video version of the podcast.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm going to go watching those. I feel like we're not going to be able to beat you on sheer mass of ghosts.
No, I think quantity, Josh has definitely got this one.
Yeah, but...
That's definitely going to factor into the score.
It is, but the only thing I've let myself down on is there's nothing really that spooky. You know, it's not really that scary. If tourists...
They had twiddly moustaches.
I don't know, a ghost true. Offering you real bullets is kind of scary.
Oh, yeah. That's very true.
I mean, yeah, that is good. Where are you sitting on this, Truman? Go on.
It's a lot to take in. There's orphan ghosts. There's soldier ghosts. There's were the bullets physical bullets or were they ghost bullets? The implications of ghost bullets. Do they kill ghosts? Do they kill humans? There's a lot to take in.
There's a lot of information there.
I almost forgot about the orphans as well. And was it the headmistress of the orphanage?
Yeah.
Also died in the cellar?
Yes.
Did she commit suicide? Or
I couldn't find out. I think it might have been possibly a disease.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously it was a makeshift hospital and orphanage. It was all in one. So,
Well, hospitals are pretty creepy anyway, aren't they? Particularly old haunted ones.
Yeah.
So... I'm not going to go too high, because like you say, some of these videos, they can be easily faked.
That's the trouble.
It's more the accounts of the people that live there and their experiences. So I'm going to start out with an 8.9.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah?
So I thought you were going to go lower, so that's fair.
What do you think, Truman?
See, I'm gonna err on this side of not believing the locals. They're clearly covering it up because they need people to come to the town. They don't want to scare people away with ghosts and things. So they're obviously gonna be in.
Oh, right, you think it's just a tourist opportunity?
Yeah. Mm. No. I'm saying the opposite. The locals don't want to scare people away, so they're gonna cover up the ghosts. So even if they see, they're not gonna report it. They're going to cover it up. So I'm going to factor that into the score as well with how many ghosts there were. And ghost bullets as well is a scary, scary thing. So that's adding into my score. I'm also going to go with a high 8, maybe 8.5.
8.5, not an 8.5252.
No, are we doing, we're not doing decimals.
Yeah, we can do decimals.
Okay, sorry. What did you give, Pirate?
I was 8.9. You just said 8.5. Do you want to amend that, or you have?
No. I'm just checking that we are doing decimals. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
8.5. Okay. So that would put us. That would put our average at 8.7 for yours.
Okay. Josh, I'm happy with that. I'll write that down.
Yeah, I was going to say, make a note of it this time because we got really confused last time, didn't we?
Yep. 8.7. I'm coming for that belt.
Right. Truman, do you want the headliner slot again? Do you want to go last again? Or?
Usually, as you know, the champion goes on last. But
fair enough. Then I shall take the
no, it's fine.
As the runner up.
See, I'm very dyslexic, and I kind of want to get this out of the way because I've got a lot of reading ahead of me. So I put in your editing skills to the challenge. So I'll get this out of the way, and then we can main event on Pirate.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. Okay.
He's pushing that challenge to Pirates, a main event.
got to put over the younger talent. Okay, so should I start?
Yeah, you go
for it. My story is the 1988 San Pedro haunting.
Ooh, we've heard of this one.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. I've made an abridged version because there's a lot to it. There is, and yeah. Hopefully I'm not missing out too many.
So good, so good, so good. Just in and so good. Thousands of winter deals are in Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
Because I've been looking for these.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off. Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Too many spooky elements. So yeah, I'll get into it. So 1988, San Pedro, California. Jackie Hernandez is a mother of a 2-year-old son and expecting a second. She's left her husband and the father of her children due to repeated domestic incidents and is looking for a new home and a fresh start for both her and her children. She thought that she'd found that in a cozy new home in San Pedro. Now, Jackie had always dreaded living alone, especially she had the fear of potential home intruders. However, her fear was strangely vanished upon moving to her new home. Initially, she felt a presence, but it was something inexplicably friendly and oddly comforting. One night, as Jackie was enjoying a night with her friends to celebrate her new job, her new home, and a brand new positive chapter in her life, everything would abruptly change for the worse. Jackie and her friends bore witness to a chilling event. A cup full of pens slid across the table, levitated, and then violently launched itself towards Jackie's face. It fell just short of the target and landed on the floor, shattering upon impact. Confusion and fear gripped both the group of women. In February 1989, things had taken a darker turn. One night, Jackie went to check on her children in bed, and there, sitting beside the youngest child on the bottom bunk, was a vivid, seemingly solid, ghastly figure. A man in a red flannel shirt and blue jeans. His skin was a sickly gray, and he was soaked through with mold and visceral bodily fluids. His eyes were bloodshot and red, with a fixated glare aimed at her with pure anger. He then vanished, leaving Jackie in shock. At this point, skepticism may arise. Jackie had been through a lot of trauma and change, and minds like to play tricks on those who are stressed. Jackie's friends also were witnesses to the haunting, and soon her neighbors and anybody who visited the house would be too. Darlene, Jackie's babysitter, quit immediately after she heard an eerie voice warning her, "Don't come back here." Susan Castanella, Jackie's neighbor, initially doubted Jackie's claims. However, the manifestation soon proved real. Susan began experiencing her phenomena in her own home. First, knocks and bumps, and then objects moving and being thrown during a night. One night there was a thunderstorm. Susan was woken up by the foul smell of ammonia and rotting flesh. As she opened her eyes and gained consciousness, she also witnessed the very same malevolent figure looming over her in bed. The one with the red flannel shirt, blue jeans, and peering at her angrily with red bloodshot eyes. About this time, mysterious yellow liquid began dripping from Jackie's walls, matching the odor and decay of the apparition. Jackie cleaned up the mess, but tried not to dwell on it as she didn't want to give the spirit the satisfaction. Then one night, while Jackie was standing on a chair, hanging a painting, she noticed something in her peripheral vision. When she turned around to see where it was, she was met with a disembodied floating head midair on the other side of the hallway. It began to move towards her slowly at first, but then hurtled towards her suddenly, nearly hitting her and causing her to fall. This was the first time Jackie understood that this entity could cause her serious injury or worse. Jackie's friends convinced her to call a paranormal investigation team that they'd seen on TV. The team consisted of a famous psychologist, Barry Taft, an award-winning cameraman, Gary Conrad, and a photography expert, Jeff Wheatcraft, a skeptic who specialized in debunking photographic evidence. He would act as a control in the study in order to keep things scientific and subjective. Upon entering the house, the team felt an immense pressure and commented that they had a feeling of being completely submerged underwater. They also commented on the foul stench that Jackie and Susan had experienced, which now lingered permanently in every room. Jeff, the skeptical photographer, of all people, was the first to experience a direct encounter when his camera was violently yanked from his hand in the attic. Barry Conrad, the videographer, had his camera repeatedly shut off every time he tried to enter the attic and was pushed by an unseen force. The paranormal team gathered their data and planned to return weeks later. On August 28th, 1989, they returned and documented the aforementioned strange yellow liquid that was seeping through the walls. They sent samples of the liquid to a forensics lab to be analyzed. When the results finally came back, they were conclusive. Human blood plasma of an adult male. That very night, the very next night, Jackie was home alone. Things escalated to a terrifying level. The entity threw knives and heavy objects at her, levitated her kids' toys, and was even able to rip and destroy them before her very eyes. Jackie left a frantic voicemail to Barry, recording the chaos issuing in the background before her voice was abruptly cut off mid-scream. The crew rushed back to the house and that very night, only to be left with a calm aftermath and hearing whispers and banging from the attic. Jeff and Barry ventured back into the attic again. As they readied their equipment, Jeff was lifted off his feet by the neck towards his support beam. Barry managed to snap a few photos before helping Barry down. He had been throttled and lifted off the floor by some kind of a cable. It was tied so tightly and elegantly that it would even make a sailor jealous. The documented knot and cable was documented with a photo. All of these photos and evidence are widely available, and you can find them with a quick Google search even today. October 1989. Jackie, wanting to get as far away from the horror of San Pedro House as she possibly could, moved 300 miles away to a small trailer house in Weldon, California. But the story didn't end there. One night, she heard a knock outside. A familiar fear washed over her. She was reminded of her old home in San Pedro. She went to the front door to investigate, telling herself that it must be animals. However, while looking out the front door, she was alerted back to her living room by the distinct smell of burning. She turned around to see that the cushion on the sofa next to her daughter was smoldering. She quickly put out the fire, but upon inspection, noticed that the burn marks resembled the posterior imprint of a seated man. She extinguished the flames and documented the scorch marks with a photograph and got back in touch with Mr. Taft and the team. The investigators organized a visit to Jackie's new home to attempt to communicate with the entity. They chose the date of Friday the 13th, that year was a full moon.
Of course, right.
I don't know if you want to factor that into your believability score.
yeah,
it will be. Yeah,
we can check if it actually was in 1989. Friday the 13th was a full moon. We can check. The crew this time brought a Ouija board. At first, nothing happened and they sat in silence, only documenting a sudden icy chill and a few flickers of candles as if someone or something had ran past them. But soon the table began to shake and the planchette on the Ouija board began to move so quickly that they struggled to keep up with writing down the entity's otherworldly messages. By putting the words together, they were able to unravel the biography of a man who had been murdered and held underwater in 1930 in San Francisco Bay. They asked the spirit why it singled out Jeff in both attacks and why it strangled him. The spirit replied, "You have the likeness of my killer." Immediately after that, Jeff was picked up and thrown against the wall. He was knocked unconscious and sustained injuries in his back that would plague him for the rest of his life. The crew went on to research any documented murders in San Francisco Bay in 1930, only to find a story of a body that had washed upon the shore that year. The police believed that this had been the victim of foul play, but lack of evidence meant that the death was ultimately ruled as accidental. The body was said to have been heavily decayed and waterlogged and wearing a red flannel shirt and blue jeans. He was identified as Herman Hendrickson, a sailor of a lumber ship who had a reputation with his fellow seamen of being quick to rage, quick to violence, and had a keen ability to tie sailors' knots. Once again, the story doesn't end there, but we are almost there, don't worry. June 1990, Jackie was able to move again. Was able to move house again, not physically move. This time to set back to San Pedro, but in a small block apartment on the other side of town. She had the house blessed by a local priest before setting foot in the house. Just in case the apparition had followed her again. But the phenomena and the paranormal investigation would continue. This new apartment had gas central heating, which would often and inexplicably be turned on. Knives would fly from their place, windows would be broken, and furniture would be knocked upside down. The investigation team left an empty piece of paper and a pen by the stove in hopes of communicating with the spirit. Though within 5 minutes, the stove had been turned on and the paper had been placed in the fire. What strikes me about this story is that it doesn't have a big climax. For Jackie and the kids, the activity just became more and more tame. And then one day, they were left with just the memories of their horrible experience and the fear that someday it might return. The end.
Wow.
Damn.
that
I'm impressed.
That is a very well presented story, Truman. Well done.
Thank you.
That,
I mean, where do you start with that? The
1988, I suppose.
That was actually quite spooky.
Yeah.
When you said about the way he looked at her with bloodshot eyes and anger, I actually got goosebumps. Because I thought that was quite terrifying, to be fair.
For me, it was the blood plasma streaming down the wall.
And they actually tested that as well.
Yeah, so that is a physical manifestation, scientifically tested, to find that it's putrefied blood plasma.
And they even done their Ouija board, found out about the murder, and actually put like a name...
Find the identification of the said ghost. Yeah.
Oh, man. There's a lot of spookiness and actual facts in this.
Yeah.
Undeniable facts, too. You've even got that, you said at the start as well, one of the guys was there to try and use the science. He was kind of trying to debunk it in a way.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
I had a skeptic. I do have some inconsistencies in there that I noticed when I was doing my research, but I'll leave that until after your scores.
That's the spirit. All right. I'm going to give it... Oh, man, this is going to be quite high for me. I quite like that. And because I got goosebumps, that's an extra factor. Friday 13th.
Yeah.
Known to be spooky. I'm going to go straight in with a 9.4.
9.4?
Actually, because Truman done it to me last show, a 9.425.
Nice. Okay. Well, I was going to go even higher. I was going to give it that 9.6.
Oh.
To be honest.
Okay.
If you take off some of your decimal points, that would give us an average of 9.5, which...
Wow. Okay, I won't be winning the
belt. That is going to be tough to beat, even for me and my story.
He's winning, taking the lead.
And my story is of a, I guess you could call it haunting, but it is a haunting on steroids.
Oh.
So I'm going to take you back to the 1940s for this one.
Oh, take us back.
In Cottage City, Maryland, 1949, a young boy, and now, depending on where you research this, you might find that his name is Roland Doe, or you might find his name is Bobby Mannheim. I'm going with the name Bobby Mannheim, just because I like Bobby. But he, his aunt died unexpectedly. He was very close to her. Her name was Harriet, and she was a medium, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, when she was spending time with Bobby, she taught him to use a Ouija board, and together they would contact the realms of the dead. But she would always teach him how to do it safely, and they would never have any repercussions afterwards. Until she died. In 1949, she died. Robbie was distraught. And he tried to contact her using the very same Ouija board that she had taught him to use. It's unconfirmed whether he actually managed to make contact with his Auntie Harriet. But he definitely reached something. Because something didn't go away. It stuck around. Over the next few weeks, himself and his family experienced disembodied footsteps around the house. Voices would be heard. Scratching noises in the walls and floors. Furniture would move. Some of it levitated. Pipes would just randomly spring leaks. And particularly, Bobby's bed and mattress would move and shake even when he was in it.
Ooh, that's not
good. Now, we know of these accounts because an anonymous report or stream of reports was printed in the local newspaper. The person who made these reports was later identified as Reverend Luther Miles Schultz. Yeah. And as it happens, a famous author called William Peter Blatty recalled reading these newspapers and later based his book The Exorcist on these events.
Oh, I thought the shaking bed sounded familiar.
Okay, yeah, but obviously this is a little boy rather than a little girl. But again, identity is actually concealed. This is a pseudonym, so...
Gotcha.
Bobby started to change as well. Normally, he was like a quiet, well-behaved lad. He made friends easily and that sort of thing. But he went from this quiet, demure boy to a very loud, angry, erratic, and aggressive for no reason. He would just be aggressive to his family, to anybody that visited. Marks and scratches started appearing all over his body. So his family took him to see the doctors and psychiatrists, but no one could actually find that there was a problem with him. So, Reverend Schultz offered to stay with and observe Robbie overnight. and he experienced a lot of poltergeist activity, objects being thrown around the bedroom. He witnessed the bed shaking and rattling, and he suggested that they prepare for an exorcism.
Oh, no.
Well, we already knew this was going that way, didn't we? So he called in Father Edward Hughes, who studied Robbie and declared that, yes, he was definitely possessed. And he moved him to Georgetown University Hospital, where for 3 nights he practiced exorcism on Robbie. And 3 nights, the paranormal experiences just escalated to a point where on the final night, Robbie actually broke free from his restraints, snapped a bed spring out of the mattress, and stabbed the priest in the arm, slashing it open, blood everywhere. And at that point, the priest gave up, sent Robbie home. Even though Robbie wasn't cured. That was exorcism number one. Mm. Now, scratches were frequently appearing on his body. He claimed that it wasn't him, but they would appear. And one of which scratches on his arm apparently took the shape to spell out the word Louis.
Okay.
His family, because his mum was originally from St. Louis, she thought that this was a sign that the spirit or whatever malevolent being was harassing them wanted them to move to St. Louis. So that's what they did. She went back to her hometown. But it didn't get any better. It didn't fix things. In fact, it just got even worse. So they called in the Catholic Church. This time, Father Raymond Bishop and Reverend William Bowden came around, and they reported seeing furniture flying, the bed shaking, and Bobby's voice, when he spoke, turned very guttural and very bassy and just horrible. So they called in, he's on the first page, Father Walter Halloran to assist them with yet another exorcism. Robbie was taken to the Alexian Brothers Hospital for exorcism number two. For several weeks, the priests performed the exorcism rituals every night. Scratches carried on his body and spelled out other words like evil and hell. He developed super strength and even broke the nose of Father Halloran. For more than 30 nights, they practiced the rituals and they got to their wit's end. And to actually bring this to a head, do you know what they did? They baptized him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they killed him.
No. A lot of exorcisms do end with the people dying just from sheer torture. But no, they baptized him. And it actually seemed to work. As soon as they performed the baptism, Bobby started acting as though he was Archangel Michael. And he commanded Satan to leave this boy at once. He said, "I am now Michael. Satan, leave this boy at once." And then apparently, Bobby pretty much returned to normal, and he lived a long and happy life. And I think he might even still be alive today.
Wow. So he actually, as the boy, said, "I am now Michael."
Yeah. So he'd kind of been unpossessed by the devil and possessed by the Archangel of Michael, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Trading one evil for another, I guess, or one evil for good, I suppose.
The old good battle of heaven and hell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure.
But that is my tale. So what do you guys reckon? Now, actually, as Truman didn't point out his discrepancies, but I will say that all of this story, throughout everybody involved, there are only two of the priests that have gone on record to say that they believe Bobby was 100% possessed.
Okay.
No one else will actually officially go on record stating that. And we only know of these accounts because of Father Halloran's journal that he kept for the month that he was exorcising Bobby, and Schulz's newspaper clippings.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Wow, what a story. Now, I'm just going to start off by saying I was petrified of the Exorcist movie when I was younger.
Were you? Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a little bit of a high score just because it gives me...
Because the power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, it gives me PTSD of remembering. Man, I actually didn't know the proper story of The Exorcist kind of thing.
No?
I just thought it was a made-up film.
Oh, it looks like Truman's video is frozen.
Oh,
but
no,
we can still hear you, Truman.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, good. We can still hear you.
Oh, he's back.
He's back.
My hair.
It's a conspiracy.
They're trying to censor me, man.
I reckon I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it a straight 9, man.
Straight 9?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still a little bit short there.
Well, it was a little bit spooky and everything. But, yeah, I think you've done a great job there. I'm glad I went first, because both of your stories was much spookier than my little soldier ghosts that hand out little ghost bullets. You guys absolutely nailed it. But Truman's details with the bloodshot and everything just takes that slight edge for me. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to give you a 9, which is still a good score.
That's fair enough. To be honest, in my opinion, I'll let Truman give me his score first.
See, I think both the delivery and the story itself were both really good and really spooky. There's a lot of like good details in there.
Well, I am at this point a professional podcaster, so thank you very much.
I'm trying to judge it against Josh's. Josh had ghost bullets and twiddly mustaches and stuff, but he didn't have two souls within a boy fighting each other for that boy's soul. That was metal. So I don't know. I'm gonna give that. Yeah, I'm also gonna give that. I'll give that a 9.2.
9.2. Ah, oh, still short. 9.1 on the average.
9.1.
Wait,
P man.
Did we miss the opportunity to give it 6.?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You could have probably downvoted me there.
Should have given you a 6.66.
6.66. Yeah.
Oh well, Truman's frozen again.
Yeah. Oh, he's. I think he's.
As soon
gone.
As he mentioned 666, he went. Now, if that's not spooky Halloween, I don't know what is. Well, we'll get him back.
Yeah, let's just pause this. I'll try and ring him. He's still there?
Am I back?
Hey, there he is.
He's there.
Okay. Now, this will show the power of my editing.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
What did you see is all the lights were flickering and everything. The chair flickering.
It was as soon as you mentioned 666.
It literally went.
Oh, this is a crazy spooky episode.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't have done this.
Well, we had to. We had to. You know, I mean, we are Paranormality UK. It is Halloween. We just had to tempt fate, really. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, thank you for that, Truman. Well, I guess that means that this belt is well and truly yours.
Winner.
Look at it.
Champion. Look at that. Look at the work, the craftsmanship, the prestige.
That is well earned, my friend.
Well
Thank
earned.
You very much.
Very
Thank
well
you.
Earned, yes. All
Thank you.
That was possibly one of the creepiest, scariest, best stories I've ever heard.
And I will make sure that this is delivered to you this time. And also, for being such a good sport, I'll hand you out a free T-shirt.
What a free paranormality! Where could I purchase those if you didn't give me one?
You could purchase that at paranormality-uk.myspreadshop.co.uk.
I'm impressed you remembered that.
I might get another one.
Yeah.
Well, there are three designs, and I'm only giving you one. So
okay,
I
mean, yeah, you can
get the whole collection.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you very much, Truman, for coming back and delivering your incredible story.
No problem. Anytime.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
No, same.
A really well-deserved win for the championship. And I hope that you will proudly display our belt and our T-shirt at wherever you go, any events that you're promoting.
I absolutely will.
If you can give us a little... that's brilliant.
Of course
thank
I
you
will.
Very much, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a spooky, spooky blast. I'm glad to have done it. I've heard some spooky stories. I'm also not going to sleep for another week. Mm-hmm. And yeah, thank you very much.
No worries. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for appearing on the show, buddy.
Are there any shows that you've got coming up after, you know, Halloween this year that you want to promote quickly?
No, because all of my shows that I am booked in are going to be before the show. I have some spooky Halloween shows that I'm just speaking on. I'm injured at the moment, so I can't wrestle. But I will let you know. And okay. Josh will also be there at Pro Wrestling East on the 27th. When is it?
30th? Is it 30th?
30th in Cambridge.
That's the one. I'll be there cheering you
so
on.
So that was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We missed it. The power of editing,
the
though.
The power of time travel. It's with us as well.
Oh, no, I've messed it up. I can't believe it. I knew I'd mess up today.
Nah, you're all right. Anyway, if you've had a spooky encounter at home, write in paranormality.uk@gmail.com. You can always comment on the video, tell Truman how much you like him, or if you think you've got a spookier story than Truman, you could challenge him to a duel as well. Make sure you've got a belt to give him, though, because he's not happy when he doesn't get his belt. Always join our Discord, come there if you want any news before it actually gets to the podcast. We put it on Discord, like the merch, stuff like that. So, and until next time. Have a happy Halloween. I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
I'm Truman Roswell.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
So good, so good, so good. Just in and so good. Thousands of winter deals are in Nordstrom Rack stores now, and that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
Because I've been looking for these.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off. Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.